Welcome to Tea Time. This is a weekly pop culture podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network. I'm Liz Kelly.
I'm Kate Hallowell.
And I'm Amelia Wedemeyer. And today we're checking in with our Spotify Wrapped.
Hell yeah.
Yes, it's exciting. We're doing some December streaming recommendations. And we're also talking about Chromatica Oreos.
Wow. Really just dangle that bait right there.
That's right.
You have to listen to the whole pod to get to the Chromatica Oreos.
Exactly. So.
Okay, before we get into the show, please follow us on social media. On Twitter, we're at teatime_33. And Instagram, we've got a lot of good polls, a lot of amazing exclusive Tea Time content, and we're at Tea Time Pod. All right, before we get into the show, let's take a quick break.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has arrived in IMAX.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
All right. Like we said, we are going to check in with our 2020 Spotify Wrapped. We're company women, as you all know, listening. And if you don't know, it's basically every year Spotify releases a bunch of data about how you listen throughout the year, basically until October, which I respect because Christmas music doesn't fuck with the algorithm, but a lot of other things do, which we'll talk about later. Anyway, it came out this week. It's very popular to, you know, post it on social media, exchange like info with each other, and a lot of really good shit came out between this Tea Time squad that I want to talk about. But first, thank you guys so much for posting and tagging us when you were listening to Tea Time and Ringer Dish. Yes. So sweet. It makes me so happy. And that was just like really, I don't know, heartwarming. I feel like I just got a really good kick out of it.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Kate, what's on your Spotify Wrapped? What have you learned?
I'm so glad you asked. First of all, I just was surprised how big of a thing this was. Maybe it's I'm just paying more attention because we do work for Spotify now. And I remember it in years past, but like as soon as it went up, like the night that it went up, it was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I just don't remember it being as big of a thing in previous years. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Okay, so my Spotify Wrapped, first of all, I listened to 22,000 minutes of music, which I don't think is very much. First I saw it and I was like, that's a ton. And then I was looking at everyone else's, maybe not on this podcast, but like on social media. People were like in the 50,000s, 60,000s. I'm like, you got, like,
that's extreme. That's really
a lot of,
super
it's
extreme.
A lot of music. And I listen to it throughout my workday. So like, I feel like I already listen to a lot. So maybe, I don't know. I thought that was a lot. But my main takeaway was that I think I'm a Swiftie now, you guys.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
People who listen to Ringer Dish may be like, yeah, of course you are. You've done two Taylor Swift podcasts in the last month, which is true. Or the last, I guess, couple months. Taylor Swift was my second artist. BTS was my top artist, which was not surprising. And then it was all K-pop beyond that. But I did not realize I had listened to Folklore that much.
Yeah.
But
Taylor
apparently
Swift
I have.
Is a sneaky one because unfortunately I too am a Swiftie. That was my top artist and I don't know how. Yes. Like, I don't even think I am that big of a fan and yet your music just really racks up. I don't know how every year she's in my top five and I didn't even like Folklore. I'm listening to Lover still. It's wild.
I think part of it with Folklore for me was that like I did all my music listening on like long depressed quarantine walks.
Sure.
And so Folklore just hit at the perfect time for me to be like walking through like suburban Indiana neighborhoods, just like feeling
that
sad
makes sense.
And depressed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And was just like, hell yeah, Taylor Swift. So I think that was part of it.
Did you guys get the stat that was like you were in the point blank percent or the blank percent of listeners. So I got that before seeing everybody else's results was feeling really cool. I think I'm in the top 5% of Taylor Swift listeners, which it turns out is not that impressive, but I thought it was. Because the real fans, like people racked up to be like, you're in the 0.004 5% or whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah. I got top 4% of BTS listeners, which I was like, oh, wow, okay. Great job, Kate. And then I was like, BTS fans are literally insane. Like, I'm not even close to the top, top percentage of that.
I think it'd be more interesting to see people like you're in the 99th percentile or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah. The opposite.
Like for me, it'd be like you're in the 99th percentile of like Kanye West users.
That's true. I wanted the songs that I listened to one single time or like right. skip every time it came up. Yeah.
That would be good. I actually want to know what songs you skip the most. Mm-hmm. That would be a fun one.
Yeah.
Like, here's the song you got most tired of, but we're too lazy to take it off your playlist.
Exactly.
Right.
I think that Spotify Wrapped should have a thing where you can just get rid of songs that you accidentally looped.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think BTS would have been my top artist regardless, but there was a day where I accidentally looped a song that they did with Love, L-A-U-V. Is it Love? Uh-huh. How do you say his name?
Yeah.
And I don't remember how it happened, but I know that I like came back to my phone and it was still on loop. And that was my third most played song of the year.
Wow.
I liked it, but it was literally just because of that day. It probably played 50 times in a row before I realized it. So I just wish there was a feature where I could be like, actually, that was a fluke. Can we just get rid of that?
I agree. I feel like we're just handing out ideas left and right, but I also want a feature next
about
year.
This?
Seriously. I also want a feature that like weeds out the workout music, because that fucked with my stats so much. Not that like I even worked out that much, but I guess I just that took up like, or I guess it was the repetitive songs that I listened to, which is how in my top five songs, three of them are like songs that I listen to work out. And I want the stats where it's like on an average Liz Kelly day, she turned on this instead, because workout songs, it's like, you know, I feel like I'm a hype beast. If you look at these stats, like I should be clubbing in Miami.
I'm looking at your list. Which ones were the workout songs?
Is Higher Stupid Love? Stupid Love and Rush. Honestly, if you need like determination and like to get through a workout, turn on this song called Rush. I don't know how I'll send this out, but I will in some way. It's really good. It's like the ultimate hype you up, just like get you through a workout song. But yeah.
Liz, your top five was actually pretty good.
Well, yeah.
Your artists
Kygo
were pretty good.
As number two is tough.
Kygo, some fun stuff though.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus is number three. No surprise.
Love
King
that.
Princess 4 and Maggie Rogers 5.
That's good.
Pretty solid. That's
Amelia,
not embarrassing.
What do you have?
Wait, we got to go to Kaya first. We got to end with Amelia.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, fine. All right, Kaya, hop on.
You're right. So I share a Spotify account with my boyfriend. And so I didn't think this was going to affect it as much, but apparently it did. And apparently he's a big Wiz Khalifa fan.
You can admit that you are, Kaya. We know it's you. You can tell us.
So my top
Iconic.
Five artists were Wiz Khalifa, number one.
Oh my God.
Ellis Dream, number two, which I literally could not tell you who that is. Juicy J, number three.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And then Fleetwood Mac, number four. And Maggie
like
Rogers,
that.
Number five. So
nice.
I wonder if you guys can tell which are
right.
mine.
Yeah. So how do you split an account? How does that work? Because a lot of people came out and they were talking about how like the other person they share it with messed with their stats. Like, how does that work out really, Kaya?
Well, you can't both be listening at the same time because we don't have a family account. We just have one shared account. So like basically whenever I'm not listening to my Spotify, I guess apparently my boyfriend is listening to the Spotify.
He like really is listening to the Spotify.
Yeah, really. So, and it dominated my top songs too. I'm not even going to list off these top songs. These guys are not going to know where they're from.
Nick, hop off the Spotify. Get your own account.
Get some taste, Nick.
Apparently, he was in the top 1% for Wiz Khalifa listeners. So, congrats to him.
Oh my God, Nick.
And I'm going to claim Fleetwood Mac as my actual number one.
There you go.
Yes. Yes.
Respectable. Respectable.
That's definitely.
Now, let's go to Amelia because I think
Amelia.
It's even more chaotic.
This is really embarrassing. I feel like half of my brand has been like, I hate country music. And like, I don't like country music. Like, I say that every chance I get. Like, Jason Gallagher, he, you know, loves country music. And I just love being like, well, guess what? I hate it. But it turns out I don't think I hate country music because... This is so, I'm like actually so, when I got these stats, because I thought WAP was going to be my number one song because I kept playing it. It's like maybe top 15. And
oh my God.
My number one artist, I'm in like the top 3%. fucking Tim McGraw.
Oh my God, Amelia.
And it's
who
and the
are
thing
you?
Is, I don't know. And the thing is, there I'm looking through my top 20 songs. I only have one Tim McGraw song. So I just played that song over and over and over and over again because it is also my top song. It's the song Something Like That from his album A Place in the Sun from 1999. It's egregious.
Amelia, is this because of quarantine and the pandemic, or do you think in a regular calendar year you would also be listening to that very specific Tim McGraw song?
I just love that Tim McGraw song. It's like I rediscovered it this year. Well, yes, yeah. And I would and like I don't listen to music that much, I guess, on Spotify or really in general because I only have like 10,000 minutes, I guess, which I guess is low. I thought it was high, but according to everyone else, it's low. And I would go on bike rides like a bunch, but I always wanted like happy songs, you know? Mm. And so this song is very much a happy song. And then I think it was on a playlist with like only five other songs because this is so embarrassing. The second most played song was the Cruise remix from Florida Georgia Line featuring Nelly.
God, it is a good song though. To your credit,
it's a great song.
I gotta give you props. Song. That's a fantastic song. But to play it that much to be your number two song,
I know. I literally saw this and I was like, "This isn't correct." But it was correct. Oh my God! And my favorite, or not my favorite, but my top decade was the 2000s. So
classic.
Which, yeah, you know, makes sense.
No surprise but there.
Then the third most played song was a song by Jody Messina called Bye Bye.
Is that country too? I don't know.
It's country too.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
I know.
Who are you?
You have no legs to stand on when we talk about Blake Shelton anymore. You are a part of that world.
Oh my God.
Whether you like it or not.
It's really, it's embarrassing. But
you have some really good, you have some real gems. I'm looking at the screenshot you sent us of like your top 10.
Okay.
You also have a Daughtry song.
Oh, yeah. Amelia. Love Chris Daughtry. Love Chris Daughtry. Oh, I have a Miley Cyrus song, Party in the USA, Liz.
Party in the USA. And you also have Kelly Clarkson. So.
Amelia, why is it not Midnight Sky or whatever? Weren't you like, every time we talked about Miley Cyrus, you're like, stream Midnight Sky.
It's so good. But I just love those older songs. Like, I don't, it's been a weird year, you know? I mean, I was looking at my past year's rap. Did you guys do that? And John Mayer's In Your Atmosphere was number one for the past 2 years.
Yeah,
so
I've listened to a lot of John Mayer over the years as well.
A lot.
Nice comfort,
you know,
music.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice comfort music. But I don't know. I guess my New Year's resolution in 2021 is to like listen to better music on Spotify.
Okay.
So I'm not embarrassed.
When we do this
start
in a year
now.
From now. In December of 2021, and we have a tea time episode covering our that year's Wrapped, I better see some genres
results
in there.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's been hard, but
it's never too early, Amelia.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to the next category. It's This Week in Social Media / Not Worth the Tea. We haven't changed this category. We're sticking to the hybrid.
That's right.
I'm starting with some social media news, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on it. I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, there's this trend. It's like where you have a big group of people, basically. I've seen it. The like very famous one that's going around is like the entire Kardashian family is sitting in a room on FaceTime and you like cold call, like cold FaceTime people in your contact list. And then they answer and you don't say anything and you just stare at them and you just like see what they do. So the one that's super viral is the Kardashian family's one. It's literally like a who's who of like celebrities at large. They call Jennifer Lawrence, Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, like separately, Tristan Thompson, Travis Scott, like they called everybody. And then they just sit there and like everyone reacted in like a myriad of ways. Like Jennifer Lawrence held her phone to a wall for the first 2 seconds and then was like, oh, I just had to make sure this was real. Which is like, that's a smart celeb.
Wow.
Like
them.
Yeah. Tristan Thompson looked like the life fucking shot out of his ass. He was so scared, like seeing all of them in one room, you know, maybe he was going to be in trouble again. Anyways, fucking hilarious. Which brings me to my question. What is your guys' like FaceTime etiquette? Do you like send a text being like, hello, are you available? Do you cold FaceTime people? I feel like there's actually now kind of like rules around how you call people.
I don't really FaceTime at all.
Really?
But if I did, I would send a text first. And my biggest pet peeve is when people FaceTime in public, like in a grocery store. The other day, that's... I was in a grocery store and a woman was FaceTiming someone next to her. And like, you could hear their audio. You could see her holding. I was like, you're in a grocery store.
Oh, wow.
That's wild.
That really annoys me a lot.
That annoys me too.
I don't FaceTime much.
Amelia, do you FaceTime?
I do FaceTime, but usually it's like I'll set up a FaceTime with a friend. So like it'll be like a week in advance being like, okay, we should FaceTime at this hour. Or and then the only person that I just like FaceTime just randomly, I have like one friend who I just randomly FaceTime sometimes because he has a dog. So it's like, okay.
So you like can like cold call. I feel like if I FaceTimed anybody, no one would pick up my calls. Like no one, I feel everyone is just like too antsy. I don't know. No one wants to like pick up unexpectedly anymore.
Well, and it's also like you have to sit there for a while. I feel like that is that's staring kind of like the rule. Yeah. And you have not only do you have to stare at your face like looking down with like thousands of chins like meow, but you also I feel like it's different than like a regular like quick phone call. It's more like, "Hey, we're going to be talking for an hour at least."
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's an event,
I'm a polished woman. I don't like, and who knows what I look like throughout the day. I want to be prepared that I'll like someone will be seeing me.
Liz,
regardless.
Who like puts on makeup to do this podcast, still.
I have to try. It makes me feel something.
That's good. No, I
don't even like
that.
Anyone's watching these Zooms besides all of us. But oh well. Okay, what else is happening either in social media or not worth the tea?
Oh man. Well, okay. So people, I guess you know, they're saying, "Hey, ASAP Rocky and Rihanna, they are dating." Apparently, Kate, you said that Twitter doesn't believe it.
No, Twitter is extremely skeptical of this news.
Well, and they have been friends for a while. It says on TMZ that they've been friends since at least 2013 when he opened for her Diamonds World Tour. But I guess recently they've just been stepping out more together. I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know. Sure. I'm into it. But also if they want to be friends, that's fine, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess Rihanna is unpredictable. I'm just like, you've been friends since 2013. Like, what changed? You know?
Mm-hmm. That's true. You know, it's that is actually true.
It feels a little bit too expected. I don't know. She's such a unique and kind of like unexpected woman. I feel like that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, dating a close friend. I want her to date some like very, I don't know. I feel like her dating profile is all over the place. I want her to do something crazy next. Not an old friend.
I want her to go back to that billionaire that she was dating. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
guy?
Like
know,
the oil magnate
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, go back to him.
That was wild.
Yeah, I like that.
Next thing, who knows what the through line of this category is, but we're pivoting completely in that some news came out this week that is like not directly this person's fault, but like she is in every headline about this news.
Yeah.
And I feel like I shout her out every week now, but my friend Sui sent this to me being like, this is tea time content. Anyway, Addison Rae's movie, the remix of She's All That, shut down Union Station in Los Angeles this week, which was a COVID testing site, and took away all the appointments that were scheduled for that day. And obviously, it's a really shitty mood. Just fucking film somewhere else or don't film at all. COVID testing is more important. But Addison Rae has literally been in every headline. It's like, Addison Rae is a movie, blah, 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 which like, I am not 100% sure that this is Addison Rae's fault. However, she's the face of it. That's what you get for being, you know, as famous as she is. But yeah, not great for that remake.
Really bad look.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Not good.
That falls under the not worth the tea part of that category.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Some good news. Some celebrity news this week. Elliot Page, who's the star of Juno and Whip It and currently the Umbrella Academy, came out as trans on social media. And he shared his new pronouns, which are he, they, and just posted a long letter about, you know, his personal journey and you know, the things that trans people face in the world. Obviously, the internet reacted the way that it usually does. There was an outpouring of support and there was an outpouring of hate, which is just how the world works, unfortunately, still. But I'm just going to read the last paragraph because I just think it's important to celebrate these things as they happen.
Yeah.
And as people share who they really are with the rest of the world, which is obviously really difficult and very brave.
And it's one piece of good news. Like, literally
right,
just
exactly.
One.
Yes. So we're celebrating what we can while we can.
Right.
Elliot wrote, "I love that I'm trans and I love that I'm queer. And the more I hold myself close and fully embrace who I am, the more I dream, the more my heart grows, and the more I thrive. To all trans people who deal with harassment, self-loathing, abuse, and the threat of violence every day, I see you, I love you, and I will do everything I can to change this world for the better. Thank you for reading this. All my love, Elliot. So yeah, just something to celebrate.
Fucking love him.
Really yeah, happy for Elliot. Extremely yeah. brave. And yeah, some good news this week.
Good time to be a Juno stan. Everyone knows how much I stan Juno.
Always a good time to be a Juno stan.
Fucking rewatch that movie.
It's great.
Iconic. Oh,
okay. What else? What else?
Amelia. Yeah.
That's going to be hard to top because this is just... Again,
we're diving
this is,
back we're into, diving the dumpster.
Into the dumpster. We're peering out. It's really, it's thick, you guys. There's a lot of trash. So, The Masked Singer. As you know, one of my favorite TV shows. It's actually, we're down to the finals, people. Next week, I think, is the finals. So, we have three singers in the finals because last night... Who went home, it was like three against three. So they paired each person up with another person. And then like somehow they quickly got the results. They're like, okay, we're voting right now. And then 2 seconds later, they're like, okay, the votes have been tallied. I don't know how that works, but okay.
Perhaps some voter fraud.
There's some voter fraud going on The Masked Singer. Okay, so who went home was Jellyfish, who turned out to be Chloe Kim. The snowboarder.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was
no
shocked.
Olympics this year, so you gotta make your appearances.
Gotta
elsewhere.
Fill up the time somehow.
Exactly, and she has a good voice.
Great.
Popcorn was Taylor Dane, who I guess is an '80s singer. I've never heard of her before, but
cool. No idea.
I also forced my dad into watching this with me because we thought we were gonna watch Guys Grocery Games, but it was the take home Guys Grocery Games, so it was the COVID version. They're at people's houses doing it over Zoom, and I'm like, I would rather see a fucking Guys Grocery Games that I've seen like 20 times before from 2017 than see this take home one. Right?
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
So we watched The Masked Singer. And then Seahorse was Tori Kelly. So,
oh wow. Okay. She's like, has a great voice.
She does have a great voice.
Why was she sent home, Amelia? What happened?
I don't know. I don't know how they make these decisions. It's again, I think there is some fraud going on. It
this is
just,
all the way up to the top.
It does go up to the top. But going into the finals, we have Crocodile, who people think is Nick Cannon.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, not Nick Cannon. I'm sorry. Nick Cannon is the host. I'm sorry.
Me and Katie just absolutely didn't question that.
We're like, sure.
Yeah, what the fuck? Okay.
We thought it'd be so funny if it turns out it was him all along and he's been like running back and forth.
Oh my God. Like, that's backstage. A free idea.
Like, fucking puts on a costume, sings.
You're onto something. I'm not joking. That's good.
Oh my God.
That's a big twist.
That's so okay.
It's okay, Nick. Which Nick
sorry,
actually
Nick Carter,
is it?
Nick Carter from
okay.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, very different. Okay.
Yeah. Different Nick. And then they're saying the son is Leanne Rimes.
I saw that.
Yeah. Cool. Which I just want to say, she sang the Billie Eilish song When the Party's Over, and she has a good voice. Like, yes, of course. But everyone got overly emotional. Like, Nicole Scherzinger started crying. And
this is what I saw articles about. That's the only reason I knew it was Leanne Rimes, because it was like everywhere.
Yes. But the whole judging panel got overly emotional and like very sage about it. And they had freaking Craig Robinson, who was hosting The Masked Dancer, as the guest judge. And this is
synergy.
A verbatim. Yes. This is a verbatim quote after he saw the sun perform. All my life, I felt the heat of the sun. I had never heard the voice of the sun until now.
What?
Yeah, and then Nicole Scherzinger goes, wow.
It cannot be real.
No.
Was the performance that amazing, Amelia? Did you feel?
It was fine. It was fine. It was good. No, it was good, but it wasn't like, wow, I'm going to start crying.
Harsh critic.
Which everyone did. Yeah. My girl, Jenny McCarthy. I'm getting everyone's names mixed
we're on
up. I'm so sorry. Jenny McCarthy. See, they're all D-listers, so it doesn't really matter. But it does matter. This is journalism. I'm just kidding. Jenny
news
McCarthy.
To me.
She was just trying to squirt out one single tear, you know? She couldn't do it, but she looked over at Nicole and Nicole was like sobbing. So she was like, yeah. And she like touched her face. I was like, Jenny, don't lie to us.
This is why that acting career didn't quite pick up.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, sorry. Okay, so the people who are going into the finals are Crocodile, Sun, and Mushroom. And we also got a masked dancer preview because, you know, again, Craig was there. He's the host. Mm-hmm. And he was like, in the preview, he was in a marching uniform. And again, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they showed a montage of people like doing the worm and just break dancing and stuff. And it's like, I don't understand how you're supposed to guess what celebrity
right.
it is by
right.
dancing. That's a great point.
I have not seen a lot of The Masked Singer, to be completely honest with you, but those okay. costumes feel very obtrusive. Like, how are you?
Yes.
Don't they have like enormous things yes. on their head and like these big wings? Like, how are yep. they supposed to dance with that?
I don't know, because the masks and everything were the same.
Like, how can a popcorn dance?
You're freaking telling me. I don't
wow.
know. It's
I guess
wild.
We'll have to tune in.
We'll
wild.
Have to tune in.
That's
because,
how they get you.
Well, and Ashley Tisdale's a judge. Paula Abdul, fucking wow. Brian Austin Green, ew. And Ken Jeong is back.
Wow. A
what
real
can't
lineup.
That man do? Wow.
That's a deep bench right there.
So wow. get ready for Masked Dancer updates, everyone.
Can't wait.
I wish we could just move on to the next category, but I got one last piece of news that kind
no,
of applies.
This is good.
Selling Sunset's Chrishell, who I love, I can't help but love, is dating someone else on Dancing with the Stars. She was in the mix this season. And then one of the pros, his name is Kyo Motsepe, and they're dating. And they like came out on Instagram all official and all lovey-dovey. But it's crazy because she was rumored to actually be with her partner, Gleb. And like
Gleb.
Kind of maybe like cause some of the divorce that happened between him and his ex-wife. Anyway, apparently right. not at all. And she's like happily cuffed now. So good for you, Chrishell.
They're a hot couple too. They're both very
they
giant.
Look great together.
Really
I don't
are.
I didn't really know who either of them were, but I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go, girl. Stay in just stay. It's your business.
Yeah.
Just don't
yeah.
talk
yeah.
about your divorce. Onwards and upwards for Chrishell.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear are so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Okay, next category. Let's do Tea Time's December streaming recs. So Kate, you want to give a little backstory about this episode and what's coming up next week?
I just want to preface it. It's nobody's fault, but it's kind of my fault. So no cringe mode this week because we got screeners for The Prom, which is the Ryan Murphy movie with Meryl Streep, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to do a cringe mode of that next week because we thought it was this week. It's in theaters this week. It's on Netflix next week. So just heads up, we're going to spoil some things next week. So ahead of next week's episode, watch it on Netflix when it comes out next Friday. And then we'll break it down for you. This week, instead, we're going to do December streaming recs, other things to watch, including The Prom, just as we get into the holiday season.
Yeah, definitely didn't come up with this category 30 minutes before we were supposed to record.
Definitely not. We're professionals.
Well thought out. Yes. So, yeah, Kate, what are you recommending?
So, first of all, just like all holiday viewing still, I need people to send me baking show recommendations because I'm on the very last season of The Great British Bake Off that I can watch that is available. And I'm just going to have some real withdrawal. So I need people to send me. I don't know if I should watch Mary Berry's show.
Oh.
I don't know.
Wait. Okay. I've been watching a lot of Food Channel recently.
Okay.
They have a lot of guys. I mean, it's not like holiday, but it's Guys Grocery Games on Netflix. Okay, then forget about that.
Tell me what it is,
though. Yeah, what is it?
Oh, you don't know what Guy's Grocery Games is? Okay, so it's Guy Fieri, and he is like, okay, I'm taking three chefs, and we're going to go to a warehouse. It's like this warehouse in like upstate California, and it's decked out to be like a grocery store, so it has all the grocery store stuff, but it is a warehouse. And he's like, okay, 3, 2, 1, go. And they have to grab like all the supplies, and they have a one thing that they have to make. They're like, okay, we need like a deconstructed hamburger. And then they get to shop for hamburger, but also all the accoutrements. And then they get it back to their station and they have to like make it in under like 30 minutes or something. I think it's 30 minutes. It might be an hour. I think it's 30 minutes. No.
How long do they have to shop?
Well, it's as long as they want.
I was hoping they had to like
run. No, but they have, but it's the time is.
Sure.
Combined. So like you have to shop in that time and also create your meal and get it all set out in that time. And it's really fun because they're like all sweaty. And I guess I haven't seen a bunch of episodes. My dad has. Mm-hmm. And I guess one time this one person was making food and they're, you know, going really, really fast. And he was like sweating really super hard. And the judges like refused to eat the food because sweating so hard.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's really fun.
How much is Guy Fieri in it? Because you know I love Guy Fieri. I'll watch basically anything he does.
Yes, he's the host, but he also is in with like the little quips, and he'll go around to each station being like, hey, what's up? Can I cut these like carrots for you? And you know, he's around.
That's actually a good follow-up to The Great British Bake Off, because Guy Fieri is just like the chaotic alternate universe tethered of Paul Hollywood.
Oh my god, he is.
that's a good follow-up. I will run that by my mom and let you know what she thinks.
And also I do also want to recommend, I'm sorry, one
go ahead.
Really quick, but Hulu has the great like Christmas cookie bake-off.
Ooh.
Where they bake cookies.
That's good.
I'm all
that
about
are
that.
Christmas.
Hell yeah.
It's actually really good.
Okay, great. I feel like I'm all set now.
I almost forgot what we were talking about. Okay, so what else do you have?
Those were streaming wrecks.
They literally were. I know. I got distracted by Guy Fieri.
Again, we put a lot of work into this category.
Yes.
My show that I'm determined to watch this month is Euphoria. And I tried to watch it before. I didn't get all the way through it. It's very depressing. But actually, I think if I do a combo of cheery baking shows and Euphoria, I can get all the way through it this month.
That's
and
smart.
The reason that I have a new sense of urgency is because there are going to be two new special episodes of Euphoria. I think one this month. I think one is already on HBO Max today. And then it goes on regular HBO on the 6th. And then there'll be another special episode coming. So I want to see what they do with that. I want to see a COVID Euphoria episode.
Oh, yeah. You let me know what you think about Euphoria season one.
You
I
say that every
it.
Time.
Yeah. Just let me know. And obviously sandwich that with like some really good, like
I will.
Nice content.
I'll keep the mood up with the holiday Christmas cookies.
Yeah. Big news. I'm watching The Crown finally.
Woo!
I'm
so
very
happy
behind.
For you.
I'm on season one, but I'm ready to be embraced by The Crown Hive, basically Kate. And
You made fun of me watching The Crown for a long time. So I'm glad that you're finally on board. I will tell you, season 3 is a little slow. So just power through it so you can get to Diana.
I want to get to the more modern stuff and watch, because Diana, the woman that they cast, looks I mean, she's great. I'm so ready. I'm so excited. And then also what I've been watching, obviously, is The Bachelor. Amelia, I know you have too. Plug, watch Amelia, please, on YouTube.
No Rose, All Thorn. When does it air, Amelia?
Usually right after the episode. So Tuesday nights, but I guess also maybe Monday. We don't know because they're switching it up. So.
Oh, right. It's so good. It's just Amelia at her best. A lot of takes, a lot of opinions. So I actually wanted to do like a little mini, just like take your temperature on a couple of things happening in Bachelor, like nation as a whole. Amelia, first of all, you're feeling okay about this season, right? I like it.
Yeah.
Tayshia's better.
Tayshia's a lot better than Claire. Claire was just, oh my God. It's like, we get it. You want to marry someone. Okay.
Right.
Happy for you and Dale.
Has anything triggered, you know how sometimes things get you really fired up, understandably.
No, please call this what you named it, because I love it.
Really
has
good.
This triggered like your, I'm going to call it the Amelia's like rage-o-meter, where like, it's like on the one end, you have Amelia mic in her hand. I wish you guys could see this on video. And she's like got her hands in the air and she's like waving her fists like this, talking about something. And on the other end, Amelia's like, fine, happy for you. Do what you want. And that's like the two sides of the spectrum.
Yes.
Yes.
So true.
There's nothing more calm on either, on the other side of it. No. So Amelia, has anything like triggered you one way or the other on this meter, like the slouchy necklines of some of these guys' t-shirts, the clay penis, which we saw this week, an escape room date? Does any of this stuff tick you off, or are you kind of feeling calm about it all?
No, it ticks me off. Like, I just want to say, okay, one, we've been having a discussion, well, you, me, and Kaya have, about Ben, and we think we, like, he's attractive, but he's more attractive on some random girl's TikTok because he's wearing a hat and he's not rocking that slouchy neckline that literally looks like, I don't know if you guys have seen the commercial, what's like for some fabric softener, and they're like, oh, when your V-neck looks like a U-neck or something.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. It's very, yeah, it really sticks out as a commercial.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a classic.
Exactly. And it's classic and it's just, it's rage inducing, and his neckline is like that commercial.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding why.
It's worse than a V-neck, I think, but V-necks are bad in and of itself.
V-necks are bad. It's just maybe just go to Target, buy like a Hanes t-shirt.
How do you feel about Bennett?
Oh my God. Okay. So first of all, I think Bennett, like, it was funny when he came out being like, I'm Christian Bale in American Psycho. Like, yeah, that was fun. Thank you, producers. But now, recently, he's become just a parody of himself. He's like mentioning Harvard every single, you know, time he's on camera. Like, okay, we get it. You're smart. Okay, you went to Harvard. Thank you. Oh my God. Like, okay, if I went to Harvard, I would be excited too. But
do you think the producers are making him do that, Amelia? I can't tell. He can't possibly fucking be like that, right?
I think it might be hard to tell. It's hard to tell. But then he gave Noah this box where he was like, oh, I'm going to give you a box of things that, you know, I think you should need. And he gave them like just a book on emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. And like, he was like, you have to be self-aware. And it's like, do you not understand that you're being completely unself-aware right now, you asshole? And he's just engaging in this behavior that is just, it should be beneath him because he's 36, but he's acting like he's 22. Like, it's just embarrassing.
I'm sorry, really, really quick. I have been trying to find a picture of this man's neckline because I didn't know what you were talking about. And I can't believe it's real.
It's real.
Wait, drop a picture of whatever you're looking at, Kate. Okay, I want to see it.
Amelia, keep going.
I was going to ask you.
I just want to say one more thing, and it's about the clay penis. Can we briefly talk about the clay penis?
Because, of course.
Let's see what it was. Yeah, that neckline. That is insane.
It's like it's photoshopped.
It looks like I want to like see cleavage, but there's obviously none. So
right. It's like if it goes too far, you're going to get a nip slip, like too far to one side. I cannot believe it. Anyway, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
Sorry. So in this previous episode, the guys had to make something out of clay that represented their time with Tayshia thus far. And so people were making really cute things. Like, I think someone made like a little heart out of clay. Blake, who we all liked and thought was a freaking nice dude with his wildlife, love of wildlife. Mm-hmm. He decides to make a fucking dick Clay to represent his time with Tayshia. I'm sorry, but are you? That wasn't the assignment. You're what? What you're saying is pretty much you want to bone her, or you have boned her. It's just
everyone
so
took it so
rude.
Seriously. Everyone was like so genuine and sweet and gentle.
Yes.
And this guy comes out, and I guess in another like little interview, a confessional, one of the other guys was like, "Yeah, all he talks about is sex," which I also added this weird element to it. I was like, "Don't want to know about that." Weird move.
Spencer mentioned it twice. Mm-hmm. Two separate times during one show about how much Blake loves sex, which that's fine. But don't fucking make a Clay dick with your time. It is so insulting to the process.
Oh, we got a fist shake.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding.
That's the rage-o-meter going off. Ding, 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 ding.
We got one single fist shake.
I just feel betrayed, but it's whatever. Fine. Fine.
It's okay. We'll keep checking in with this as the season gets like crazier and crazier. We're still kind of early on.
Yeah.
And before we wrap the category, Amelia, do you have anything to recommend that is streaming currently?
Yes. Okay. So, sorry. Quick. I just want to say that I want to prove that I don't have horrible taste in music because I'm really loving Megan Thee Stallion's Body song right now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. The music video is great too. And then I've been listening to a lot of Orville Peck lately, who is a gay country artist.
Great.
He's awesome. But also,
so you are just fully in on country.
Well, I guess so. Yep. I guess. All right. Moving on. But also, I want to ask one question. I'm sorry. I know this is this again. I apologize. This episode is going off the rails and I feel
never
bad.
Apologize, Amelia.
Thank you. What holiday music are you guys listening to? Are you listening to holiday music? Because it is the time. It is the perfect time to be listening to it.
It is 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a terrible take, and it's that Pentatonix holiday music is really good.
My mom loves that. I think we have that on a CD.
It's really good.
And as soon as I hear Christmas that, album. Psh, 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 all my siblings clear out of the room.
That's how they all start.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. They have some really good Christmas songs, and I've been listening to them a lot.
Wow, that's so funny. Wow. My mom's going to be thrilled when she listens to this podcast. Yeah.
Me and Pam. It's Pam, right?
Well, actually, she was Pamela, excuse me.
Oh, Pamela. But, well, you know, on the Pentatonix circuit, we're on a nickname right. basis.
Yes, Amelia.
Pentatonix circuit, I'm sorry.
All Christmas music is good, even the Pentatonix. And everyone makes really good playlists. Like, basically just throw a rock on Spotify.
That's
and
true.
You just, like, hit just, like, amazing, just, like, collections of music. I love it all.
Truly.
Yeah. The Kelly Clarkson Christmas album is also great. Wrapped in Red. Yeah.
God, love
a classic.
Her. Yes. Yeah.
Did any of us follow up and listen to the Meghan Trainor Christmas album that we talked about like a month ago? All right, cool. Well, I'll look into that myself. Okay. Let's go to the last category and end this godforsaken episode. This is Tea Time's unanswerable question. We all have questions this week.
We do.
Kate, how about you start us off?
It's the Chromatica Oreos that you guys have been waiting for since the very beginning of this podcast. Lady Gaga has dropped her collaboration with Oreos. She has made Chromatica Oreos, which it's weird timing. Chromatica came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure why this is happening now. But they're green and pink, which to me is disgusting. But it made me think if you were a celebrity and you were promoting something with Oreos or another kind of dessert, what junk food would you choose and how would you customize it?
So I am an absolute freak for Cheez-Its and I would do Cheez-Its as a collab.
Yes.
I could eat a family size bag of that in one sitting. So how do I customize a fucking Cheez-It? I guess I would turn it a color. I would turn it pink maybe. Because then it like still looks similar to orange, but it's not freaky like green or blue. I feel like that's too much. So that's what I would do.
That's good. My biggest pet peeve is just when things look gross.
I
guess you just get it. You don't get it to taste good. You get it because you want to take a picture with your pink and green Oreos. But mine would have to like, I was thinking about it and I was like, what's my favorite like junk food cookie? And have you guys ever had those Keebler Elf cookies with the big, like thick chocolate on the inside where it's shaped like the elf and it has chocolate?
No.
No.
Wow. Just absolutely empty.
I'm sorry. Glances.
Well, I was going to choose that and say that instead of an elf, it would be me. But yeah, that went over great. Maybe Twinkies. I feel like customizable Twinkies would be good. Like
one
a pumpkin spice
Twinkie. I have to tell you guys the story of a time I got trapped in college for 3 days and only had one Keebler's cookies to eat for 3 days and I had to ration it out.
Wait,
What? But I had no access to food or water. I only had like one Keebler's cookie, like little package. Tell you guys that later. It's off mic.
What?
So we actually can't even think about Keebler's cookies.
So Keebler's cookies is giving you PTSD.
It is, legitimately.
Trapped for 3 days with only Keebler's cookies to live on?
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. Amelia, sure, what's your question?
So sorry. Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my. I have a new perspective on Keebler's cookies. Okay. Anyway. Okay, my question is, so IMDb recently came out with their IMDb top 10 stars of 2020, and I guess it's like the most searched people? Interesting. So, of course, you know who number one is. It's Ana de Armas. Congratulations.
Yep.
It worked. Yeah, we get it. But so we also have like Julia Garner's on here. We've got Millie Bobby Brown, Anya Taylor-Joy. We were talking how like random freaking Henry Cavill is here, but even more random, I'm going to argue, than Henry Cavill is Linda Cardellini. I'm not saying that she's a bad, I mean, she's a wonderful actress. I've seen her maybe in one thing, like Scooby-Doo, but why is Linda Cardellini at number nine? Why is she here? What has she done? I'm so confused.
Okay, I have thoughts on this. My first thing as you started talking was like, oh, this is her team that paid for it because I feel like people are sneaky. But then I realized she was in Dead to Me, which had a new season come out. And I feel like she is one of those faces where you're like, where do I know her from? Because she's not been Googled, but she's like, where have I seen this person? Because she kind of looks like three different people and she also looks like a person you've seen 1,000 times. So I feel like IMDb is the exact place you'd go to look at Linda Cardellini because you're like, where do I know this face?
Yes, you know? Because sometimes Wikipedia won't even give you a picture from like 2008.
And you don't need to know about her early career. You don't need to know her personal life and achievements. You just need to know the titles.
Right. That's so true. So she also has the bangs. She has the bangs in Dead to Me. So like that could throw you off because that's not her usual style.
Yes.
In things. Wow, Liz, you just answered the unanswerable question.
Okay, yeah, you did. Congratulations.
Fucking solved it. Great job.
God.
Okay, here's my question for you two, Twitter users. Okay, so basically I found out this week that John Cena not only is like famous on Twitter for like sharing inspirational quotes and apparently inspiring some set of people online, but is now turning it into two separate books, like a children's book and like an adult's book based on his tweets and like his basically like his Twitter persona. So I ask the room, if you were to turn your tweets and whatever you guys are like, the bulk of your content online, if you were to turn that into a book, what would the book be about? His titles, by the way, are Do Your Best Every Day to Do Your Best Every Day.
Oh, my God.
Not great, in my opinion. And then Be a Work in Progress. So you don't have to title it. That's like a lot to put you guys on the spot. But like based on your tweets, what is the book that's coming out of your Twitter account?
K-pop. 2019 to 2020.
Just thirsty. A thirsty book from
Tia. I love that. Yeah.
Or like a Harry Styles memes coffee table book. I feel like I could just print out a couple of those.
And
like
you Urban Outfitters wants that idea and will sell it in their stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, legitimately.
I think that's pretty low effort.
A coffee table book is a great idea. I didn't even think about that. Oh, Amelia, what's your Twitter? What's like your Twitter identity? What's the book coming out?
It's like random stuff I found online that I thought I'd share and maybe 10 people will like it.
You know what it could be is like, you know, those bathroom readers where it's like a page of like this random thing and like a page of this thing.
You'd sit on the toilet, push your shit out and read my book. Thanks.
But the format wise, you know how your Instagram stories, you'll be like, today we're going to talk about Gigolos, TV show you've never heard of. And then like you just learn about it in like two sentences that are like three Instagram stories. I feel like that's the format that would fit. The randomness of your Twitter.
I loved Time Instagram where it was like, let's rate the balloons. Or what was it? Was like the parade.
The Thanksgiving Day balloons. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, I would buy both of your books just
Liz,
to be
what about you?
Thank you. Yeah,
yours
what about
would
you,
be
Liz?
Empty.
Hiding in the Shadows by Liz Kelly.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it would be one book about the seeing Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis at Sweet Rose.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You just frame it.
Let's wrap this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, and God bless our producer, Kaya.
I'm
Liz Kelly.
I'm Kate Alwell.
And I'm Amelia Wedemeyer.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.